When St. Paul was talking to the Romans, he said, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind," meaning we need to change the way we think about things. We need to look at things not from our own perspective, but from God's perspective. To see things, to see us, to see each other, the way that God sees us and each other. Well, the first part of that means we need to look at God the way God sees himself. When Jesus described God, he chose to use the term, God is our Father. And in John chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus said, God has always wanted to be your teacher. Your Father wants to teach you. So it's important for us to realize, one, who is God to us? How does God see himself? And how does this Father of ours want to teach us? Paul told the Corinthians, and John also said, that God is love. The greatest charism that all of us have is love. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1776, says that in our conscience, we're called, first of all, to love God. We're called to love. We're called to do the good works that he's prepared for us in advance, and we're then called to avoid evil. Well, if we're called to love our neighbor as ourself, then we have to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves the way that God the Father loves us. So how does God the Father love us? God says about himself, 1 Corinthians 13. We see this all the time when we hear this frequently at weddings. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Change that as you meditate on who God is, either during Advent or Lent or Pentecost or any time in your life where you need to come back into the reality of who God is and change the way you think about who he is. Say, God is patient and kind. My Father's not jealous or boastful. He's not arrogant or rude. God the Father does not insist on his own way. He is not irritable or resentful. He does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. He bears all things for us. He believes all things about us. He designed us. He hopes all things for us. He endures all things for us. God the Father will never fail in making you into who he has created you to be. Now, when we say God isn't arrogant or rude, he doesn't insist on his own way, you might say, well, that's not really true. God really wants us to do the things right. Yes, but he does insist on it. He gives you free will to choose him, to choose to love. God is love. Our Father desires to love you deeply and immensely. In fact, at the moment of your conception, when your parents had some fun, hopefully, it was God the Father who partnered with your mother and your father to choose you. He had 1 million to 2 million possibilities for life at that moment of your conception. And God the Father chose you to be part of His plan of salvation for such a time as this in the world. What does He expect of us? He expects us to love Him. To love Him, and He expects us to love ourselves the way He created us. Change the way you think about yourself. Look upon God the way that God created you, in His image, an intelligent being, desiring you to be united with Him for all eternity and giving you plans and purpose for your entire life. This is how God the Father looks at you, as one of His kids who He wants you to share in the family business. He wants you to be a person who loves Him so much that you're going to share your relationship with Him to others. Now, for those of you who are earthly fathers, what does that mean? Well, we have to adopt the image of God the Father in the way that we relate to our kids. We allow our kids to have free will, but we teach them. Just like God the Father wants to teach us, we teach our kids, mostly by example, by loving relationships, letting people, letting our kids have the freedom to choose their own life, to choose again how God the Father has created them. Don't try to mold yourself into your children. But also the way that we love our spouses. We need to be patient and kind, not jealous of our successes, not jealous of our spouse's success, not even jealous of our kids' success. When my children do something that is stupendous, I get really excited. It doesn't take anything from me. And God the Father has that same desire for each one of us. We need to pass that same type of desire onto our children, onto our spouses. What does that mean also for our wives? You women, do you see yourself the way God the Father sees you? Women are the final act of creation of God. We love to see women excel. I love it when my wife excels at something. It makes me proud. God the Father is proud of the way that each one of His daughters looks at Him and fulfills the destiny that God has for you. God the Father bears all things for us. God loves us. God the Father is never going to fail in the way that He created you and bringing you into the fullness of the truth of who you are in Christ. Each one of us humans, you know, God has made us priests, prophets, and kings in Christ to share the will of God the Father. I encourage you, think about who God is. Change the way that you think about Him. Conform your minds to the way that God sees you. And then be transformed into the person he's called you to be. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I ask your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. I ask that each one of them internalize this truth of who you are, of how you are love itself, how you desire them to be everything that they want, everything that you want them to be. Give them the courage, the grace, the fortitude to do all the things that you've created them to do since the foundation of the world. Help them love you the way that you created them to be perfect in your image, in your likeness, and help them to avoid the evil, especially those evil desires, to help that they think that they may be something less than what you've created them. May God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.